Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Rochester, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Down by the Ohio, I've got the cutest little oh my oh. There is nobody half as pretty as she, as sweet as can be. And jumpin' jeepers creeper, she's crazy for me. And what an oh my oh. The only one I've ever met who thrilled me so. She is the cutest thing that I've ever seen. All milk and honey, if you know what I mean, with lots of oh my oh. Just wait till I get back to Ohio.
Down by the Ohio, Ohio.
She's just a simple little country girl I know. She's raising chickens now, but you wait and see. Someday she's gonna raise a family for me when we are oh my oh. Just wait till I get back to Ohio. Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and hello, everybody. Harry?
What?
Harry, do you know the famous book publishers, Simon & Schuster?
Sure.
What do you think?
What?
What do you think, Harry?
I don't know.
They've asked me to write the story of my life.
No.
There, they've asked me. I got to check them out. Yes, sir, everything.
Life. Well, that's wonderful. What's the title of your book?
Mission to the Maternity Ward. or... One of our stalks is missing.
Oh, Eddie, you...
Harry, why shouldn't I write the story of my life? Didn't Lincoln, didn't Adams, didn't Jefferson...
Well, just a minute, Eddie. All those men became presidents. You can't compare yourself to them.
Why not? It's tougher today. They didn't have to wait around for Roosevelt to move out. Well, of course...
Thought of that, but Eddie, your book should be very interesting. That is, if you do a thorough job.
Well, don't worry, I will, Harry. I'm going to start the story of my life from the very beginning.
Good.
1910.
Yes. Eddie,
what?
You're not trying to tell me that your parents first set eyes on you in 1910.
Yes, they did. For the first 20 years, they were afraid to look.
Well, maybe I can help you with your
Who
book.
Needs you? Who needs you? After all, didn't Gypsy Rose Lee write a book? Didn't she write a book all by herself?
Yeah.
And if she can do it, so can I. If Gypsy Rose Lee can reveal everything, so can I.
Maybe so, but nobody's gonna whistle for an encore.
Harry, look, my book can't miss. You see, mine is a dramatic story of struggle. It's a typical American success. Think of it. As a boy, I often went hungry. I had no money to buy meat, but I worked hard. Inch by inch, I fought my way up the ladder of success. And now that I have enough money to buy meat...
Yes?
Who's got points? You know... Of course, Harry, I'm going to devote a large part of my book to radio.
Oh, sure.
Radio. We watched it grow, haven't we,
like
Harry?
Like a mushroom.
Oh, gosh. From one little station into a giant industry. Every night I sit at my radio enthralled by the thought of its tremendous power, its billion-dollar networks, its thousands of employees working feverishly over the controls. I tune it in, and what do I hear?
What?
Give me a package of Beamer's Pepsi and chewing gum, please.
That's silly. Thrilling, ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it?
Well, Eddie, what else are you going to write about in your book?
Well, it's my ancestors. My ancestors?
Harry.
You know, a lot of Cantors have been famous, Harry.
I didn't...
Take my grandfather, Pancho Cantor. Pancho. He invented a movable victory garden.
A movable victory garden?
He was the first man to wheel a pushcart. I'll give him a...
That was your grandfather.
Yeah, and let me tell you something else, Harry. If it wasn't for my uncle Sebastian Cantor, we wouldn't have the telephone or the electric light.
He invented them?
No, he paid our bills. You see how he... That was the rich man.
Well, Eddie, you shouldn't mention that.
Oh, there'll be no secrets, Harry. In my book, I'm going to tell all. I'm going to reveal everything, Harry.
Everything.
I expect...
No.
What's the matter?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
What's the matter, Harry? What are you...
Oh, listen, Eddie, be reasonable. Oh, you listen. Can't reveal the whole... No, you're no. Not everything, Eddie.
Harry, what do I have to be ashamed of, Harry?
My salary.
You... Go. It's nothing to speak about. Listen, Harry, I'm anxious to start typing my book tonight, so I'm borrowing Jack Benny's typewriter. In fact, Rochester is on his way over with it now.
Oh, Rochester?
Yeah, I can't understand what's detaining him. He's reliable, he's trustworthy, I know
he's Rochester. Hello, come right in.
Thanks. How much can I hop this typewriter for?
You came to the right... yes, sir, you came to the right pawn shop, buddy. Are you sure this typewriter belongs to you? What are these initials on the case? J.B.
That's me, Jefferson Benny.
All right, let me take a look at the machine. Seems to be in good condition. I'll accept these two keys. How come the 1 and the A are worn out?
Last week we loaned it to a draft board.
The draft board, huh?
Yes, sir. Since then, this machine types by itself.
Types? Types what by itself?
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the country. And you're in, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Insofar as I'm overstocked with typewriters, I'll give you a $10 bill for it.
That ain't much for a typewriter, but insofar as I'm understocked with $10 bills, I'll take it.
Harry, I can't understand what's delaying Rochester. I hope he has money to get here.
Oh, well, don't worry about that, Eddie. Jack Benny told me that Rochester always manages to have $10 in his pocket.
When did Jack tell you that?
Yesterday, while he was looking around his living room for the piano.
Well, I guess there's nothing to worry about.
No.
Let's get back to my book.
Okay.
Now, the second chapter will start in 1914 when Ida and I were married. I'll never forget it. We had the plans for a cozy house. We even had blueprints for the nursery. Ida wanted a boy and I wanted a girl, Harry. I wanted a girl.
Yeah, but Eddie, you had 5 girls.
Harry, is it my fault if the store can't read blueprints? Oh. What?
Well, anyway, I'll bet your proposal was romantic.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget it. I turned out the lights and slipped an engagement ring on her finger.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. In the dark, how could she see the diamond on the ring?
Listen, if it had a diamond, do you think I'd turn out the lights over there? Well, here's my orchestra leader, Cookie Fairchild. Come in, Cookie.
Congratulations on your book, Master. You know, last week I needed a little money, so I wrote the story of my life.
Really? Who did you write it for?
The Morris Plan.
Cookie, you wouldn't need money if you'd stop gambling in pool halls.
Oh, I'm not the only one. Just a minute ago in Kelly's billiard parlor, I saw Rochester lose $5.
Rochester? In Kelly's billiard parlor? Harry, Harry, get the number for me on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what's been delaying him. A pool hall, huh?
Kelly's pool and billiard parlor, keep them rolling.
Let me talk to Rochester.
Okay. Hey, Rochester.
Just a minute. Let me take one more shot. Here goes. Little old Pepsi Cola.
You want it on the phone?
Must be my gal. I'll take it. Hello, sugar. Hello, lamby pie. Hello, my little woo-woo.
Who? Who?
Woo-woo.
Who? Who?
Who's this that say woo, hoo, hoo every time I say woo-woo?
This is Eddie Cantor.
Uh-oh.
Rochester, you were supposed to bring me Mr. Benny's typewriter. What happened to it?
I had to honk it to buy medicine for my poor old grandmother. Poor old granny.
Let me off your lap, honey.
Okay, granny.
Rochester, if you know what's good for you, you'll get back the typewriter and get out of the pool hall before Mr. Benny catches you.
Don't worry. Mr. Benny only came here once and never again. I can still picture him flying back and forth.
Flying back and forth? What do you mean?
He dropped his toupee and his head wound up in a ping pong game.
You mean his toupee fell off? He must have been embarrassed.
No, sir, he just acted nonchalant. He took out a comb, parted his skin in the middle and left. Lucky he stayed out of billiard range.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody could mistake a man's head for a pool ball.
Then you think it's safe for me to take my hat off?
Of course it is. Take it off. Take off your hat.
Well, if you say so, okay.
Rochester. Rochester, answer. Rochester, where are you?
I'll call you back as soon as I can crawl out of this side pocket.
I suppose in your book you'll devote a great deal to your life in show business.
Harry, I'll probably devote 30 or 40 pages to the songs alone that I sang.
Oh, of course. Say, Eddie, what was that song you did in the Winter Garden? You made up like a girl.
Oh, and... gee, I felt like such a fool with a dress and a wig singing. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's simply breaking my heart. When such love hits you, a girl must know some jiu-jitsu. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. Forget the song. Harry, what do you suppose is with that Rochester?
Well,
pool rooms he's got to visit while I go crazy waiting for him.
Well, listen, don't be too hard on him, Eddie. After all, a man likes to drop in for a game of pool now and then.
Oh, yeah? Well, you never caught me hanging around pool rooms. That's why I am what I am today.
That's how you get to be what you are? Not hanging around in pool rooms?
Exactly. And what are you tying that string around your finger for?
To remind me to hang around in pool rooms.
Great guy you turn out to be. Here I try to give our listeners a noble picture of myself and you tear me down. You're no help to me.
Oh, well, maybe to you I'm not, Eddie, but each week I try to be helpful to our listeners.
How?
Well, by suggesting how they can feel better faster. And ladies and gentlemen, here is what I humbly suggest. The very next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and under the weather because you need a laxative, you will feel better faster if you just remember Sal Hepatica and take it right away. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need in the morning. You don't need to risk feeling miserable the rest of the day. It's worth your while to remember this about sparkling Sal Hepatica, too.
This famous mineral salt laxative also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of sparkling Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. Then any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
And I can't, Harry, Rochester should have called back by now. I'm worried about
him. Listen, don't worry, Eddie. He probably had to stop at his home and pick up.
Hello.
Back home again.
You?
Mister, I hocked my typewriter here for $10, and it's imperative I get it back for $5.
Oh, I can't afford that. I'd lose money. How can I stay in business doing that?
Don't come to me with your problems. I understand, Anthony.
I'm sorry, but it'll cost you $10 to get it back. However, if you can prove that you have a steady job with a steady income, maybe we can arrange payments. Tell me, who is your employer?
Jack Benny, that louses up everything, don't it?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Well, let's see what we have for your price. Ah, here's a couple of beauties. A $3 typewriter and a $4 typewriter.
What's the difference?
Well, with a $4 typewriter, you don't have to kick the keys down with your feet. You see, you just have to kneel on them a little.
Luxurious, ain't it? Here's a $5 bill. Take out $4 for the typewriter. And how much is that bottle of perfume over there?
$1.
Okay, pour it in a glass and we're even.
The perfume? Well, if you say so.
A Central Avenue zombie. Here goes. Wow! Say, mister.
Yeah?
Give me that $3 typewriter and set him up again.
Mm-hmm.
Got an idea. Maybe Jack Benny knows where Rochester is. Why don't we call him up?
Well, you can't call Jack anymore. They took the phone booth out of his house, you know. They took out the booth and was renting it to boarders. So I can forget. Gee, I wish that Rochester...
Hey, there's somebody.
Maybe that's him now. Come in. Why, it's Dinah Shore. Dinah, I want to tell you that I'm writing the story of my life. And guess what? I'm writing the book in 2 weeks from start to finish.
Ooh, a quickie from a Nicky.
Yep.
Mr. Cantor, I hope you mention me in your book.
Well, I certainly will, Dinah. I'm going to say that you're radio's most outstanding singer, and you can prove it now by singing People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't flow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't love. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in
love. Was wonderful, Dinah. Now, if only Rochester...
Looking for me, boss?
Why, yes. Now that you're here, I can go to work on my book. You know, Rochester, I spent all week making notes in the desert sun down in Palm Springs. What are you laughing at?
You've been in Palm Springs and not looking.
Stop that, will you? Now, where is the typewriter?
Right here. Where should I put it?
Oh, just drop it anywhere. Rochester, what kind of a broken-down machine is this? What happened to Mr. Benny's typewriter?
Ain't you heard about all the typewriters being called in by Uncle Sam?
Yes.
Well, Uncle Ben got that one.
Well, I guess it'll have to do. Rochester, why did you have to hock that new typewriter? Couldn't you have borrowed the money from Mr. Benny?
You don't know it, but you got your best joke right there.
See what you mean. Rochester, did you ever try asking Mr. Benny for a raise?
My voice didn't get this way. Call him for Philip Morris.
Tell me, how much does he pay you?
You wouldn't believe it.
Well, tell me anyway.
I can't believe it either.
Rochester, how much does Mr. Benny pay you?
You mind if I whisper it to you?
Go ahead, whisper. I'm listening.
There. Now you've heard what Mr. Benny pays me.
But Rochester, I heard nothing.
That's it.
Look, I want you to do me a favor. You see these encyclopedias?
Uh-huh.
Carry them down to Mr. Benny's car.
Okay, but who's going to carry me?
Look, just put them in the car and get them to my house.
Okay, but who's going to carry the car?
Never mind. Get going and I'll see you back at my house in a half an hour.
Okay, okay. Work. He sure pushes me around. I wish Mr. Benny would get back on the air.
Rochester! Oh, he forgot the typewriter, Harry. Well, I'll take it home with me in a car.
Hey, Eddie, what is this gold picture frame for? It looks very expensive.
It is expensive. You see, to impress the publisher, I want to put his picture in it and hang it over my desk.
Oh, I see. Well, what is that picture in there now?
Well, I'm going to take that out, Harry. It's my first baby picture.
Oh.
Look at me lying on the rug with my beautiful eyes. Ain't I cute? What are you laughing at?
You look like an owl that's been plucked.
Oh, stop, will you? Gee, Harry, it's such a beautiful frame. I really should stop on the way home and get a glass to fix it.
Well, look, I know how rushed you are, Eddie. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, you will?
Sure.
Thanks, Harry. I have so many things to do if I want to impress my publishers. First, I'm going to fix up a big dinner.
Yeah, that's important. What are you going to have?
Well, we're going to have roast of succotash, fillet of creamed onions, brisket. Mind you, brisket of asparagus tips.
Oh, Eddie, that's bad.
What do you mean bad? No corn, Harry.
No, I don't mean that. I mean they're soft foods that may not give your gums the stimulation they need for firmness and health. And that's true, ladies and gentlemen, of many of the foods we eat today. And that's why the faithful use of IPANA toothpaste and gum massage is so important. Because IPANA is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help give gums the exercise and stimulation they need but may not get from creamy, well-cooked foods. And since healthy gums are so important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles, many dentists suggest this easy, helpful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with IPANA toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra IPANA on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and more sparkling smiles, remember to massage with IPANA toothpaste.
Say, driver, can't you slow this thing down a little? My gosh, what kind of a cab is this? 40, 50, 70, 80. Now it's up to a dollar.
Them's our rates, mister.
I know, but you see, I just remembered I left my wallet at the studio. You better pull over to the curb here. I'll have the money for you in a minute.
Hello.
How much can I get on this typewriter?
Again with that typewriter. Yeah, there's something fishy about this. Look, I just work here. Maybe you ought to speak to the owner.
Okay, who is the owner? Who?
How do you do? Everybody's waking me up in the middle of the day. Kemper, excuse me while I put this Murphy bed back in the wall. Oh! Murphy is still in it.
Russian, just the man I want to see. Will you lend me $2 on this typewriter?
Kemper, darling, keep the typewriter. Put out your left hand, and here's $2.
Why don't you put the $2 in my right hand?
That one I'm keeping for security.
Don't you trust me?
Implicitly, if not at all. But last week was the only time I ever let a man hawk something without security.
What did he hawk?
His wife.
His wife?
Yes. And I didn't make a nickel on the deal.
Wasn't there any interest?
No, she didn't appeal to me.
Russia, would you quit stalling? I've got to rush home and meet my publisher. You know, I'm writing the story of my life.
Do tell. You know, I would write the story of my life if it wasn't for one thing.
And what is that?
I'm living.
Yep, of course you're living. Of course you're living. Of course you're living.
Not so loud. My draft is next door.
Wait a minute. Russian.
What?
Somebody's coming. Don't say anything. I'll duck behind this counter.
Okay.
How much will you give me on these encyclopedias?
First, I'll have to check ownership. Did you buy these encyclopedias?
I didn't win them on information, please.
Where did you get them?
Mr. Eddie Cantor gave them to me for a present.
Aha!
Oh-ho!
Uh-oh!
Rochester, what's the idea of bringing my books to a pawn shop?
This a pawn shop? Them swinging doors fooled me. I thought it was a tea room.
Rochester, you've caused me so much trouble. I'll never be able to write the story of my life.
Then I'll write it. I'll write it. I've even got a great title.
What is the title?
Mein Kämpfer.
Oh, Russians. Wait a minute. Here comes another customer. Rochester. Rochester, get behind the counter with me.
Say, how much will you give me on this gold picture frame?
Where did you get it?
Eddie Cantor gave it to me for a present.
Aha!
Aho!
Harry, why did you bring my picture frame here? I told you to hang it over my desk.
Then he came to the right place.
Why do you say that?
Yesterday he hocked your desk.
What goes on here? Harry hocks my desk. Rochester hocks the typewriter, my encyclopedias. I've got a book to write. I've got to write a...
Hello? Who? Yes, yes. All right. Deal. Kemper, you don't have to worry about writing your book.
Why?
That was your publisher. He just hocked his printing press.
Oh! Aha! Thank you, Rochester, for being with us tonight, and I want you to know that next Wednesday night, your boss, Jack Benny, will be on this program, and also Burns and Allen. Oh, yes. Big doings. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to know that Jack Benny and Burns and Allen, Rochester, the whole gang of us, have been going around to various camps entertaining our men in service. One of the songs they particularly liked is a song actually written about them. Cookie, if you please. Who's sailing the ships? Who's flying the planes? Who's manning the tanks and the guns? It's the Smiths and the Jones and the Kellys and Cones. They're all America's sons. Who fights in the North? Who fights in the South? Who fights in the East and the West? It's the Smiths and the Jones and the Kellys and Cones. They're all America's best. Oh, they won't come back till they attack a job that must be done. Whose sweethearts will yearn until they return? Then who'll be the happiest ones? It's the Smiths and the Jones and the Kellys and Combs. They're all America's sons. Get a load of this, just a partial list of these fighting sons of guns. There's Pancini, Frasori, Turetsky, Rebetsky, Sonata, and Schultz, and McMahon's. Applewaite and McGork, Overbeck and O'Rourke, Didinsky, Sobranski, McMorrow, Olansky, Bohannon, Janelli, McGushin, and Kelly. I'd like to announce more, but I can't pronounce more. They're all Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. And listen to next week. Don't forget, we have Jack Benny, Burns, and Allen. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. iPanna for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. iPanna, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you as friend to friend. I'm sorry, it's true. Good night.